Alcohol has calories just like sugary drinks. It's actually not sugar per se, but your body converts it quickly to a source of fuel and sometimes uses the alcohol as a first source of fuel at the expense of using other body parts like your fat and stuff like that. So if you drink alcohol, your body's going to be less likely to burn fat because the alcohol is a source of fuel. The quantity is very important because one shot of alcohol, for example, a shot of whiskey, straight shot, it's about 100 calories.
So it's in one little small shot glass.
Yeah, 1.5 ounces, one shot glass, a standard dose is 100 calories.
What are the worst offenders?
When you mix the alcohol with something else, it's also sugary or sweet, like margaritas can be up to 800 calories in some cases because you had the alcohol itself. Say you have two or three shots of tequila in there, and that's a couple hundred, 200 to 300 calories, plus the sugary sweet drinks of the mixed with it. So that can be up to 800 calories. Eggnog, if you mix a shot of whiskey in your eggnog, you can be up to close to 500 calories. Chocolate martinis. Two chocolate martinis is equivalent to a full meal. Two martinis can be 1,000 calories.
Is there anything that's considered as maybe calorically light?
Yeah, there are some good options. You know, if you're trying to have a few drinks and still be smart, you know, the best thing would be like to mix your straight alcohol with water, club soda. Club soda has no calories. So, you know, a vodka and club soda with one shot of vodka is 100 calories. And there's now some, you know, the ultra light beers out there, the Miller 64s.
I was going to ask if light beer was truly
right.
Light.
And they are. The Miller 64s and the Budweiser Selects 55s, those are 64 and 55 calories respectively. And the traditional light beers are 100 calories. The other downside of alcohol is I consider them empty calories. They're not filling. You know, you don't get full from them. They're just plain calories. So they're not going to really satisfy your appetite. So you're still going to eat just as many calories of food as you normally do. Now you're just throwing in, depending on how much you drink, a lot of extra calories.
So beyond not consuming it at all, then how should you handle consumption of alcohol?
Count it as calories. Don't forget that you're doing it. So if you're going to drink some, you need to offset it. You know, don't eat the baked potato with it. You know, offset it with the other things you're eating. Decrease your sugars and carbohydrates elsewhere because that'll help some. Other is really avoid the mixers that are going to get you. Tom Collins mixer, some of the tonic water. 8 ounces tonic water can have 150 calories. As well, you know, avoid the colas because those are obviously very high sugar.
Sure, rum and Coke and that kind of thing.
And
yeah.
People take for granted the calories in juice. People think juice is healthy because it comes from natural sources, et cetera. However, juice is, you know, it's just sugar. Even if it's not from concentrate, it's still sugar. The best choices are the alcohol, straight alcohol mixed with water, club soda, or a light beer. Or, you know, one glass of wine can be 150 to 200 calories. The sweeter wines, not surprisingly, have more calories. So if you're going to drink a really sweet white wine, it's going to have a lot more calories than a dry red wine. So just you've got to offset it in other ways. So if you're going to go to a Christmas party and eat rum cake and drink two glasses of eggnog, you better hit the gym really hard for one thing, and you better decrease your other calories because that can add up to two or three extra meals a day if you drink that much.